Last week, the state announced that based on current health data, schools across Maine can consider reopening this fall. Many districts are taking that lead and planning to reopen at least partially. But for many teachers and staffers, the idea of going back into a school setting is causing anxiety, and some are considering retiring and leaving the classroom for good. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Jan Murphy has taken a lot of calls in recent weeks from anxious teachers.
They start off with, hey, I just want to talk to you about, I'm worried about going back to work and I'm not sure if I should retire or not. That's usually how they start. I was for a while getting 2 to 3 phone calls a week.
Murphy is a speech-language therapist and the president of the union representing school staff in the Augusta School Department.
People are calling me saying, I don't feel safe. I'm going to retire. And they are of retirement age, but maybe they weren't ready to retire. And or maybe their doctor has told them you cannot go back in any capacity. And it's sad. It's really sad to me that we were at this point.
Right now, Murphy is telling her colleagues to hold off, to wait and see what final decisions are reached around school reopening plans before deciding one way or the other. And she says she feels mostly confident in the health and safety protocols developed so far by her district. But Murphy estimates that about 10% of the staff have come to her with questions about whether to return this fall. The concerns are being felt across the state, and some teachers, such as those in Portland and Lewiston, have called on their districts to reconsider reopening plans and continue with remote learning until questions are answered. Allison Litton is the president of the Lewiston Education Association.
The health and safety of all is paramount to anything, for educators, for their families, and for our students and their families. And we need to be assured that all concerns are addressed prior to setting foot in a building.
Wyndham first grade teacher Rebecca Cole, like many of her colleagues around the state, says she wants to see her students and has largely been supportive of the health and safety protocols her district has developed. But with only a few weeks left until classes begin, Cole says she still has lots of questions, in particular around how she should stay 6 feet apart in a classroom.
But as a first grade teacher, you know, there's shoelaces that need to be tied and fingers that need band-aids, and when I lost a tooth, and you know, I'm not going to be able to have that love, you know, relationship and be able to care for them in that way like I would like to and like they need. It is really sad to think about how different their experience will be from what I know it can be and should be.
Those questions become even more complicated for school bus drivers like Jerry French. French works for RSU 71 in Belfast and is also the vice president of the teachers' union there. He says a bus is a confined space, and when he's behind the wheel, students may be only inches away as they get on and off each day.
50 or 60 students could pass to get on that bus to go to school, and they have to pass to get off. Then they have to pass again to get on. By the time it's said and done, you're talking nearly 200 students have been within inches of you in one given day, which is 1,000 in a week.
And beyond the exposure, French also worries about how to get his students to follow state guidelines when his eyes are supposed to be on the road.
Somebody has got to enforce the mask policy. How much extra time would somebody want me to not be looking at the road and be looking at, you know, my kindergarten kids who don't like masks, don't understand pandemics? I just don't understand how much more time I'm supposed to not be looking at the road and looking at these students to police that.
Maine Department of Education officials have acknowledged many challenges for schools come fall, with Commissioner Pender Macon describing staffing issues as a, quote, grave concern. Deputy Commissioner Dan Chuda says that based on early results from statewide surveys, about 20% of school staff across Maine may choose not to attend in person in the fall, mostly for health and safety reasons. Chuda says right now the department is looking into partnering with public colleges to potentially recruit students to fill the needed positions.
We're looking to see if there are any modifications to certification rules that would need to be in place in order to accomplish some of this, but there seems to be some interest in getting some support from our higher education partners to help that, both for teaching staff as well as for some of our ed tech opportunities as well.
But the potential shortage only compounds the long-standing challenges that schools have already faced in trying to find teachers and bus drivers in recent years. Some districts say it's been difficult to even get one or two applicants for some positions. Finding substitutes is also a challenge, and because they tend to be older and at higher risk, they may become even harder to recruit. Janice Sarabona, a former teacher and current substitute in MSAD 35 in Elliott, says she's decided that the health risks from the pandemic will likely mean she won't go back into the classroom this fall.
I'd be in a room with kids, and I had had their parents in pre-K, and it was just a family and a place, and I just felt a part of something. It gave me a purpose that I had some value still. And I think that's why it's so hard to have to say I probably can't do it.
Some districts have said they plan to allow certain teachers, particularly those with underlying medical conditions, to work remotely. Deputy Education Commissioner Dan Chuda says that strategy could potentially keep those teachers engaged with their students. But across Maine, many questions still need to be answered before many teachers feel safe in the classroom. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of Maine Public's news staff.